By now, you've probably heard the chuckling, the snickering, and the Democratic growling over that pair of young Republican operatives, the ones who turned up at a Mark Schauer fundraiser at a private home in Bloomfield Hills. One of the pair wore fake glasses with a tiny video camera built into the frame. It all might have gone undetected, but for the fact the memory card of their secret squirrel mission somehow turned up on the floor of a union hall in Farmington Hills 2 weeks later. Democrats immediately posted the 8-minute video wherein we learned little more than the facts that Natalie Collins, the GOP staffer who wore the glasses, doesn't like having her photo taken when she's eating pineapple, and she didn't think too much of the artwork at the home. Democrats cried foul, dirty tricks, and Republicans shrugged and said, well, everyone does it. So, do they? Let's turn to Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta and get some thoughts. So, Zoe, why are Democrats squawking about how horrible this is to tape a candidate at a private event when, oh, remember what happened to Mitt Romney at that private fundraiser when he made the 47% comment that we all learned about?
Right. They are doing this because it's good politics, because this is a great story. We've all been talking about it, and why not get as much coverage about it as possible? You know, we see this all the time in politics where one party does something and the other party is aghast that they would dare do it. And you look back,
clutch
and they've
my pearls.
Most likely done the same thing or will do the same thing, or deep down go, that's a great idea. We're going to use that in the future. And again, Cindy, like you mentioned, the story is just so rich, and the fact that exactly that it was just this sort of bumbling wannabe Mission Impossible story that you just almost feel bad for them. So it's this combination of that it's a great story, and also it was just so sad.
And I can hear you snickering away, Rick Pluta. what would you like to add?
Well, first of all, you know, you'll remember in the last election that one of the ways that Democrats beat Republicans was on the technological front. And so what we found is in this cycle that there is at least one area where Republicans seem to be ahead of the Democrats, and that is in getting cameras in tiny little glasses. but you know, there are comparisons being made here to Watergate. Some Democrats are trying to, you know, make it about darker conspiracies. But really, one of the other comparisons, and perhaps the more apt one, is remember that the Watergate burglars got caught because they were bad at it, that they broke into the Watergate hotel. They taped the doors. A security guard came by and pulled the tape off. And so the burglars went back and taped them again. Mm-hmm. And that's what tipped them off.
You know, we say, all right, so, yeah, both sides are using little secret squirrels to try to catch the other guy in a good gotcha moment. Yeah. So what?
Right. That's the issue. I mean, it feels, and Rick and I have talked about this, it feels icky. There is a sense that this is unfair. This is dirty politics. But what I keep thinking about, and what I think is important to note, is this sense of, yes, we might not like how they're going about it, but isn't there something about voters being able to hear what candidates are saying when they don't necessarily know that it's going to be made public? That should it be really fair that candidates do feel like that they can say one thing in private and another in public? That should there be that sacred area that they're allowed to talk at fundraisers and private gatherings and say one thing and then maybe do another to the public? So I'm not necessarily advocating for the idea of tricks in politics, but at the same thing, if the outcome is hearing a stance that politician or that lawmaker isn't willing to make in public, I don't necessarily know if that's a bad thing.
And in fact, Democrats actually have their own operation like this. They call it the Accountability Project. Yeah. And it's because they believe that Republicans are going and saying one thing in public, and then their candidates are saying things that are somewhat different when they get behind closed doors. And so really, the only way that this Accountability Project works is if they are actually recording candidates when the candidates believe that they can be candid. And I guess if there's another lesson to be, drawn from this other than, you know, check your pockets for holes, it's if you're a candidate, assume that anything that you say to even a small group of people is going to be could be made public.
Well, and it was not actually a Democratic operative who caught Mitt Romney at that fundraiser. It was somebody working the bar.
Exactly.
Who rolled his camera.
Although he may have had some connections to
We don't know for sure. We know it was a bartender. He could have had some kind of connections. But again, it goes to this idea that maybe lawmakers shouldn't feel like they can say one thing somewhere and another thing elsewhere.
Well, and it certainly provided for 8 minutes of pretty hilarious watching.
And every spy joke that you can imagine, that the Michigan Democratic Party has posted videos to YouTube.
Yeah.
And in our segment, we used the James Bond theme and Secret Agent Man. The theme from Spies Like Us, and the Democrats are using the theme from the Pink Panther.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of references to Get Smart.
I will say, though, watching this video, you get a little like Blair Witch Project sense from it. I saw one tweet, I think it was Kathy Gray who tweeted from the Detroit Free Press something about that she needed Dramamine after watching it.
Yes.
You know, that you feel a little dizzy and you feel like, oh gosh, I can't watch this video anymore.
And Neil Rubin from the Detroit News wrote, well, okay, that's great, but cool, you can get glasses with cameras in them?
Exactly. Awesome.
Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics team, Zoe Clark, Rick Pluta, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
Oh, my pleasure.